Welcome back to Giants.com. Joined by Lance Menno, I am John Schmelk, and here's your Giants two-minute drill. The Giants had to deal with even more shifting on the offensive line against the Jets on Sunday. They came into the game with Marshall Newhouse being out at right tackle. That meant rookie Bobby Hart got the first start of his career. Then in the second half of the game, Eric Flowers got kicked in the ankle. That made Justin Pugh move out to left tackle and Dallas Reynolds replace him at left guard. But even with all those changes, Giants quarterback Eli Manning was very impressed with the play of his offensive line.
Yeah, I thought the offensive line did well, you know, against a good defensive front. And so we knew we had to, you know, win a game where we wanted to come out and throw it, you know, 60 times against that front with some, you know, new offensive linemen, some new guys. We tried to, but I thought when Dallas came in and Bobby and Pugh moved outside, guys competed and you know, gave us an opportunity to make some plays.
And Lance, one of the reasons the Giants didn't miss much of a beat is because a lot of these guys have been used to playing multiple positions over the course of their career.
Well, Justin Pugh, he's been a left tackle going back to his days with Syracuse. Dallas Reynolds has seen some time at guard. He's seen some time at center. Bobby Hart has been a tackle. He's been a guard. So you have some versatility, John, on the depth chart. And this goes back all the way to training camp when Will Beattie got hurt. They were mixing and matching players so that they could prepare themselves in the event that a future injury comes about.
And if Eric Flowers is out for a couple of weeks, Tom Coughlin said the injury is similar to the ankle injury he suffered earlier in the year, which means he might have to miss a couple of games. Justin Pugh played left tackle during training camp for a few days, so that, along with his college experience, should have him ready to go. Now, Lance, do you think this is a more of an issue against the Dolphins protecting quarterback Eli Manning or in the running game blocking for the Giants running backs?
Well, the Dolphins rank 30th against the run, John, so this is an attractive opportunity for the Giants running game to get going, even though they've had some ups and downs over the last few games. But in terms of pass protection, here's some interesting stats. In the first 9 games, the Giants surrendered 12 sacks, John. However, in the last 3 games, they have allowed 9 combined sacks. So wow, we've seen an increase in that department. So if there's any area that you'd like to see some improvement in, it's certainly protecting Eli Manning.
And the Dolphins have Dominican Sue on the defensive line, but their top edge pass rusher, Cameron Wake, is out for the year. So the Giants might be able to take advantage of that. That's your 2-minute drill for Lance Menno. I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.